Ernie, you grew up in Cleveland, watched those great Browns teams of the 50s, went to Chanel High School, and then, you know, you end up playing with the Browns. How cool was that?
Well, I grew up idolizing all the Cleveland teams. Baseball was probably my first love, but I was a pitcher in high school and didn't listen to my dad's words of wisdom, and I kind of threw my arm out throwing curves at too early of an age. And somehow, some way, throwing a football didn't affect my throwing motion. I was a left-hander, and I became a quarterback at Chanel and parlayed that into a scholarship at Miami of Ohio University, where I played quarterback for the 3 years I started for Miami, and played under John Pont, who recruited me in high school, and then Bo Schembechler came in my final 2 years at Miami, and little did I know that that was going to be more of a blessing than anything, because Bo and I became good friends after I left Miami. I was drafted by the Cowboys. Long story short, went down to the final cut with the Cowboys, and I thought I could play for somebody. I was kind of disheartened being the last guy cut, because the season's pretty much starting. So I gave Bo a call, and Bo said, wait a minute, I'll put a call in on your behalf to Blanton Collier, the coach of the Browns then. And so that bit of networking helped get me back to the Browns. And as fate would have it, you know, they signed me to a cab squad contract that year, which was a great learning curve for me, because I had to help the coaches grade the films. And I would listen to the coaches' comments during the grading session, and that helped instill in me, I think, some of the things that became, you know, imparted on my mind, and that enabled me to make the team the next year.
You made the team, and it was a very good team. How did you carve out a roster spot being kind of a rookie free agent?
Well, I believe in that particular year in 66, Bernie Parrish, you might recall, was still with the team, and for some reason he had a falling out with the Browns hierarchy and walked away. I think he just retired from football. So that left five defensive backs. And then Walter Beecher, if you remember him, I think in the third game in the 66 season, he went down with an injury. So that put me into the game as a strong safety. I think they shifted Mike Howell, who was a safety, out to the corner, and that was the start that I had, and I stayed in as a regular for the next 6 years then.
You came in and had good stats, a lot of interceptions right off the bat. Do you have a game or a series of games or a season or something when you think back to your career you remember?
Well, I guess the two plays that come quickest to mind was I intercepted a pass in a Green Bay Packer game and wound up bringing it back, I think 40, 45 yards for a touchdown, and it was late in the game and was somewhat instrumental in preserving a one touchdown win that we had when, and I don't know, Bart Starr was still there, but Big Boy Dollar was there and some of the Green Bay greats of all time. So it was a slushy day at the stadium here and took it back. And the other one that I thought was even from a personal standpoint better was, I tackled Gale Sayers in the open field, and he was a pretty prolific running back in that era. And it was Sayers and me in the goal line. And I wound up kind of backpedaling and not coming up and really aggressing him, which is how they teach it. But I made the touchdown-saving tackle and thought when we had watching the films a couple days later, I'd get some pats on the back. But all the coaches did was rip me because I didn't come up and try to aggress them like they draw it up on the board. But Gale Sayers was such a shifty runner, as you might recall. So having said that, I, you know, lamented a little bit about how the coach had viewed that, but in my own mind, I thought I made a heck of a play.
Ernie, what was your favorite memory of playing with the Browns?
I guess at the top of the list might have been some of the great victories we had over the Cowboys. The Cowboys were the team that drafted me, and the Cowboys were the team that cut me. I was the final guy cut, and then I think it was 68 and 69, we beat them back-to-back. So I got a little bit, and I was a starter at that time, and had a hand in helping to defeat the Cowboys. And later on, when I made the Pro Bowl the 1 year, that was even heightened because of the Cowboy coaching staff, or the coaches on the Eastern Division All-Star, which I was a member of. So I kind of, I guess, had the last lap on them for, you know, releasing me and whatever. So that was always a fond memory that I had.